If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to play some clips for you here. Does it sound, I want to know from you. I mean, you are the political being on this show. If it sounds like, not, I said that raising the white flag, and I guess that's how I'll say, like, did the mayor raise the white flag yesterday with the Galax on Fox 8? I think it's just kind of an admission of what he's kind of wanted all along. But we'll see where it goes. There's been some strong words. If you've been following the news this week, the Browns put out a public letter addressed to the county, Chris Renane fired back. There was a war of words. There was a response by the Browns. And then I'm sitting there going, where's the mayor? Well, he was with the Galax. He got double Galaxed, which can I give him credit? Usually that is the worst thing in the world. If the Galax end up on your front porch, run out the back door and run as far and as fast as you can. If one Galax shows up, that's one thing. If you get double Galaxed, we know.
You never want to get double Galaxed.
But damn it, he sat down with both them Galax. He was on the firing line. And this is what the mayor of Cleveland, Justin Bibbs, said in an interview with Fox 8's I-Team, where it feels as almost he seems to admit the Browns are leaving, and then he has more important things than the Browns.
There are more important priorities than the Cleveland Browns. We got to move on. They're going to Brook Park. If they go to Brook Park, God bless them, good luck, but by hell or high water, we are going to develop a lakefront that our residents can be proud of.
Now, he does have a thought about an empty building, a giant 68,000-seat stadium sitting there with no tenant right along the lakeshore.
It's important that the city of Cleveland is not left empty-handed, that we don't have an abandoned stadium downtown. The business community, the state, and the Browns must do the right thing to transition the city of Cleveland so we can continue the progress that we need to have on the lakefront.
Again, audio courtesy of Fox 8 News.
It seems to be a huge debate over what the Haslams owe the city of Cleveland when it comes to that building and the fact that it's just there and who's going to be responsible for it and how do you essentially get rid of it so that you can start that development in earnest and get it going? Because that's, I think we've all, I mean, obviously, you know, in a perfect world, we would have loved a dome as part of the development, but you know that the Haslams want to control the parking. They want retail. It's just never seemed to be a way to get that done exactly there. I've had other people in the real estate world go, what about this spot? What about this spot in Cleveland?
Along the lakefront, you're saying?
No, not necessarily there, but just about the dome, you know, in general.
Oh,
why?
God, I've heard everywhere.
Yeah.
Why? Everywhere.
I was talking to somebody yesterday. What about Opportunity Corridor? There's been no substantial, you know, growth over there, which was the intention of, you know, ripping through three different neighborhoods to build that so you could save 4 minutes to get to Little Italy. Like, I mean... I'll never understand that. But in the end, is there a responsibility? Do the Haslams feel that they owe the city of Cleveland anything to spur real development there? Because we all agree, and it's been said for 30 years, God, it's been said forever, about how the city, the county, the past leaders, the predecessors of Mayor Bibb,
yeah,
how they've all failed to really ignite any kind of development. I will say, you know, if you're wondering like the legacy of Bibb, yeah, I mean, the team leaving downtown Cleveland would be a hit until there's development. If there really is development down there that makes a difference, well, that changes things because you'd have a world-class facility right down the road in Brook Park. And to me, wouldn't that be the best of both worlds?
Well, they've talked about soccer stadiums on the lakefront or on the other side of the highway here. That's been brought up several times. I'm not sure. You have to get a tenant for that. That has to be something that's sustainable. You have to get those leagues to agree with you. I think that the WNBA is a great start. And if they are able to full on attain a WNBA franchise, I think that might be a great start to, we have four teams now in this city, plus a minor league hockey team in this city. It is while you look at the city size population, you go, the metro is still very, 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 very large. And so that's what one of your attractions are.
Yeah, top 20.
But when you redevelop that land, I mean, there's a lot more than just a, 25,000 seat soccer stadium that goes around it. Because I think his vision for it, and I've heard things, not as much as you, but I hear things over these last 3-4 years about what their vision may be for downtown development. I think one of the issues that he's facing, though, is that any Clevelander has heard about downtown development and these great big projects.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For their entire lives. I mean, the late great Dick Fegler said, you know, if what was drawn on paper was actually built in the city of Cleveland, we'd be a city from outer space. So many people have seen so many different things that have not come to fruition. It's hard not to be cynical about such things because of whatever that gets in the way of these projects. So that is a big thing that he needs to do because to build a stadium, hey, that's 3 years. Now, how long is it going to take to build a stadium? I mean, they probably got to get their shovels in the dirt as soon as they possibly can.
They do need to get going. There's a little bit of urgency.
Just take a little more time than Cleveland Browns Stadium.
If it's supposed to open like 29, right? 29, yes. So 26, 27.
That's when the lease will be up with.
So you're looking at 4 years there. Well, you got to tear that stadium down, and then you're going to have to start showing. I mean, we're talking about 15 years here. I mean, we're talking about your kid. How old's your youngest? I mean, we're talking about your kid being in high school by the time you're starting to see some real, like, okay, this is long-lasting return on the development here. Like, this has been one of the things where, you know, I've kind of wondered with the city of Oakland, where there have been people who have been very critical of the city of Oakland for letting the Warriors leave, and they just moved across the bay, for letting the Raiders and the A's leave. Like, how could you do that? They say they believe in more sustainable, longer-term development there. All right, but it takes a while to show that. So you're going to have to deal with a lot of criticism. And then you're going to have to deal with the public faith. And faith can be shaken so many times over with so many politicians because we've heard so many stories of political boondoggling that happens where none of this stuff ever gets finished. None of it ever gets finished. Yeah. I mean, hell, I'm in my hometown, I'm dealing with something that hasn't gotten finished yet that's been taken for 3 years and it's just sitting there on concrete now.
On that timeline, the mayor in that timeline could be in college right now.
Exactly.
Be a college student.
Exactly.
That's crazy to think about.
And for a guy like Justin Bibb, we make jokes all the time, and I know that your buddy calls him Mayor Resume. I know that he doesn't want to be the mayor of Cleveland for the rest of his career. I think he probably wants to move on to higher offices. This is something that he has to answer for.
Well, yeah.
Because somebody in any debate, whether it be for Congress, Senate, whatever, I mean, they're going to show pictures of this and go, what is the concrete pad here, Justin? What's going on here? Right along the lakeshore, Chicago's able to do this along their lake. Milwaukee's able to do this along, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why is there this? So you're going to have to make sure that the people who are going to build something are able to do something. I think that this is ultimately what they've always wanted, and this is him saying, all right, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty of this where you're going to have to, again, get this thing going if you want to get it completed by 2029, because it's not just putting up a stadium. You got to get all the roads taken care of and all that stuff like that. That's going to take a major amount of time. And so it's time to go, you know what? That's it. If the city can get something out of it, fine, whatever. And I think that he's willing to move on and see what they can do as far as the lakefront now. And I think it's my personal belief that this is something that he's just always wanted. And that probably his group has probably wanted for a long time. I don't know about, you know, Mayor Frank Jackson and what he wanted, but that's kind of how I feel about all this. And that there was I don't want to put it on him altogether, talking about the mayor, but I do think that this was a chance for certain politicians in the area to get performative about it.
Well,
to get their name out there.
Are you surprised that it seems like people from, you know, commentators to people in the online world, to just people in general are like picking sides, vilifying one side and the other? Because in the end, I just want Cleveland to get, I want the people, the taxpayers, to get a good deal. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love a dome stadium, but not at the expense of this, and this. Like, I think we all should just want a really good deal. We should want a negotiation. Like, that's the one thing. And I've told Daryl this. Like, Daryl is aiming his arrows at, you know, people in Cuyahoga County and decision makers. By the way, rightfully so, they should be held accountable. But I also don't want one entity to walk over the other. Like, I want a negotiation. I want these things to be hard. I want them to be really hard.
Well, they should be, because they can't be voted on. So if they can't be voted on, something's got to get ugly.
Right, that's the whole point.
That's just part of it.
Like the people in the community, from taxpayers to just people that live here have been left out. We have no say. You know, you just elect your leaders and say, go to bat for us. And then you root for your sports teams. But what say do you have in any of this? And down the road, like, I mean, depending on what are tickets going to cost, what is PSL situation, and then your taxes. That's how you're going to be impacted by all of this. And I feel like that aspect of it is not really being clarified. So I'm seeing people on social media scream and yell, but how are you truly being impacted? Outside of, in the middle of January, I might get to go to a playoff game in a t-shirt instead of a parka and gloves. But what is it going to cost?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.